Anthony.
All right. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Joining us right now, he is the new Jets color commentator. He played tight end for more than a decade, and he was a first-round pick of the New York Jets in 2000, Anthony Becht. Anthony, thank you so much for joining us, man. Appreciate it.
You got it, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
We're doing great. Let me just ask you this. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers got hurt early last year. He's healthy. What is the excitement level among Jets fans right now for this season?
Well, you know, last year it was at a high level and then ultimately sank down with a roller coaster of emotions off the fourth play of the season. And now I think it's like urgency across the board. I think fans are finally like ready to see a team compete, a playoff contender, a team that can go deep. I think everybody out there is saying or predicting the Jets is going to have a strong season. And quite frankly, guys, on paper, they are a playoff team. I mean, if they stay healthy, and I think that's what everybody's talking about, is, you know, if this roster, these linemen, Aaron, can stay healthy and make it through a 17-game season, that they have a really good chance of making a push in the AFC.
Anthony, let me ask you this, because the head coach is the former, as you know, defensive coordinator Robert Saleh for the San Francisco 49ers. And this is what I know about you guys in New York. The fans, they don't have a lot of patience. Is Robert Saleh, after a year of not having the services of one Aaron Rodgers, is he truly, really on the hot seat, Anthony?
You know, I would contradict and say the fan base is probably one of the most patient, even though they do it in an angrily manner. Yeah, you know, look, you're right. I don't think he's on the hot seat. I mean, I think last year was kind of an enigma as far as, you know, you want to judge a head coach on all of their top players being available. Now, is that an excuse if a guy gets hurt and you can't find a way to compete and win on a week-to-week basis? It's not, but when it's the quarterback and when it's Aaron Rodgers, it's a little different. I mean, obviously, when you're losing multiple games last season and you're playing three or four different quarterbacks and rotating 10 different lineups at the offensive line position, it is frustrating for a fan base. They don't want to see it. They want to see something better. But what exactly is reasonable enough for the eyes of a fan to really see that fits what they should have out there with no Aaron Rodgers? So I think now with all the pieces, this is a better gauge on, okay, the type of coach Saleh is. All the players respect him. They love him behind closed doors. I think he's just anxious and ready to see what he's got with his main guys playing.
Anthony Becht joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's the Jets radio color commentator, an NFL tight end for over a decade. You seem like the perfect person to ask this question to, Anthony, and it's obviously Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams didn't have a lot of training camp, but specific to Brandon Ayuk, who's a receiver, can you give us a sense, as a guy who, you know, caught footballs in the NFL, how behind he is, how long it'll take to get him up to speed, and whether or not the 49ers or any team in their position pays a price for, let's say, a receiver who gets in late? Is there any ramifications?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, listen, he's a very talented receiver, deserves every dollar that he got. But guys, let's be frank. You know, you're not running routes, you're not practicing, you're not working on timing, you're not working on your physicality, you're not callousing your body through training camp. It's going to take 4 weeks, in my opinion, to really get to where he needs to be. And unfortunately, he doesn't have the time to, you know, condition himself maybe as much as you could have in training camp. You know, just those windows and those days off. Now you're into the season, you're going to go. I don't know if he'll ever be full peak during the year, but he will groove. He will get that football condition at some point during the year. But I absolutely think it's a factor. You know, for Trent, a little different position, but still, you haven't taken any snaps. You haven't done anything except maybe training and working with your personal guy. It's a lot different, man. You know, just he is the one of the top, if not the best tackle in the league. But those reps, getting yourself ready, using training camp, one-on-ones with the defensive ends, especially his own. He's got some of the best in the business. He has not been able to go against those guys just to get his body going. These are factors to me that I think will show itself in this football game. And then even, you know, Christian McCaffrey, we know his work ethic. We know how he trains. They know that he's unaccountable on his body and everything. But when you're not actually physically taking those reps and you're visually doing it, yeah, there's no question he's going to be a guy that's going to come in and, you know, play at the high level. But I still, even there, I feel like there's going to be some time for that to kind of gradually work through. And it might be a little bit more committee. It may be a little bit more of a pitch count on how he feels as well. So to me, I think it's a big factor. We'll see if that looms large. But I think, you know, you may see some issues where, you know, they're not fully going to be able to go out there and play the snaps that maybe the fan base want them to see.
Anthony, you mentioned the Niners running back, the fantastic Christian McCaffrey, and enough said right there. But I want to ask you about your running back. And I was telling my partner, man, I really believe in Breece Hall. How close do you think he is, Anthony, to being a household name?
Oh, guys, yeah, there's no doubt. I mean,
if your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I would say I'm expecting him to put up a 4 or 5 year string of what we saw LaDainian and Tomlinson
wow.
do.
Wow.
2,000 plus total scrimmage yards, right? Rushing, you know, 1,000 plus, and then also receiving. He was the number one receptions last year from the season. And I just, you know, to me, man, like, he's a complete package, you know, 600 yards receiving, 1,000 yards rushing, and he started the season slow coming off an ACL. I mean, guys, he's everything and all that, and he's a very confident player. Mm. You guys have Christian McCaffrey, and clearly he's the best of the best. But this kid is young, hungry, and he will show up on a week to be set. I'll just say this. The offense funnels through Breece Hall. He is the best offensive player on this football team.
Interesting. Anthony Beck joining us on 95.7 The Game, Jets radio color commentator. Out here in the Bay, obviously, and I just mentioned him, Williams and Ayuk, one held out, one held in, but they both just got to camp. And I can just tell you that at least out here, it was the biggest story. Every day there was an update on whether they were close to coming back or not. Hassan Reddick hasn't shown up to Jets training camp, and I know the circumstances are different, but I'm just curious to know how the Jets have handled his absence, knowing that out here it was kind of a sideshow at the end.
Yeah, you know, it's obviously disappointing that Hassan did not show up after the trade. You know, I know early on his party and Joe Douglas, the general manager, had conversations where, look, let's get Hassan in the building. You know, let's build the rapport, be around his teammates. We will get the structure, the contract, and all those things hammered out. And he decided not to show up at all. And listen, he has that right. I mean, you know, it's not uncommon. Like you said, you had it on your own side. But, you know, I don't know what the factor is for it. I mean, you know, you don't have Huff from last year. You don't have JFM, John Franklin Myers. But, you know, I think to me, a guy that's got a lot of upside, their former first-round pick from 2 years ago, Will McDonald, to me, is a factor. And I think he's going to get more plays, more reps now to show off his pass rush ability. And I think people are going to start liking what they see from this young man. Not the biggest defensive end, you know, built kind of similar when you look at Leonard Floyd type of body size, as far as, you know, not the thickest guy. Now, Leonard obviously has a lot more experience and has built through his body now in his frame. But early on, very similar players as far as what they can bring to the table. And he's an extremely talented pass rusher. And again, they're going to lean on Jermaine Johnson more across the board. And of course, one of your guys, interior wise, Javon Kinlaw's had a fantastic camp. He's put on 25, 30 pounds, which is remarkable for a guy that's already 300 plus, but looks great, has been just dominating every day in practice, looks as healthy as he's ever been, and looks like he's got a chip on his shoulder, guys, for whatever reason, coming out of San Francisco. He is a hungry player. And of course, Quinnen Williams. Now, I'll just say this, the matchup of the game, when you're watching this, is your right guard rookie, Dominic Pooney.
Yep.
He's a guy, to me, there is no learning catch-up phase when you're going against a guy named Quinnen Williams. Quinnen Williams dominates starting guards and tackles in this league. Now you got a rookie. Again, if you're going to attack an area, you're looking at that center, that right guard position. That's, to me, an area where the Jets are going to manufacture some big plays and try to push and squeeze that pocket and make Brock throw a little bit on the move.
Anthony, I'm so juiced. We got a game tonight, but I thought the NFL could just hit it out the park with the Jets with those JETS green helmets. Remind me of Richard Todd era against the Niners. My question to you is, who is the most important Niner for this matchup to you and the Niners season?
Wow, you know, listen, I think that everybody always wants to talk about the quarterback position, and they say, you know, the system and how it's, to me, Brock Purdy is the key with his weapons around him and protection. Listen, my kid plays at Iowa State. I followed Brock a long time, and, this guy has it, and he's continued to show it and prove it. The Niners, in my opinion, are very fortunate to have him, and I love to see what he looks like this year, especially if Brandon Ayuk takes a little bit more time, you know, a little bit youth and some concerns, maybe interior offensive line. Like, how does that look for Brock and his success? Clearly a lot of weapons, Christian McCaffrey, you know, Kittle, we all know those names and Samuel, but that extra piece, Ayuk being full speed up the go, Trent there, those things are going to happen. And when they are, that's when this offense and this team will click. But I just don't know early on. This is just me thinking out loud here, is that it may take a little more time than just the first game.
Hey, Anthony, when are you getting out here? And my last question, you like the Bay Area?
Love the Bay Area. Yeah, absolutely, man. I played a lot of football out there, obviously, when I was with the Jets and the Bucks and some of my other teams, Kansas City Chiefs. I think for me, I got my son plays at Iowa in the Cy-Hawk Classic.
What position, Anthony? What position is he?
He's a quarterback for Iowa State, Rocco Beck.
There it is.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
I'll be out Sunday morning, fellas.
Okay, great. Thank you. Hey, Anthony, thank you. Enjoy your stay out here, and good luck on the season.
You got it, fellas. Thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.